When got to Yabez on Bez, the like about four lines in the bottom. Omer Abstimi Barashi. Loi Shano Ela Bashois. That which we said, according to Meir Lishitasai, according to Yudah Lishitasai, but each one holds that the Eden can make a mistake of up to a certain amount of time, and therefore, even though there's a discrepancy in time between them, nonetheless, we still accept the Eden, so we don't throw it out. That's only true if they're mentioning hours. Once in the third hour, once in the fifth hour, or once in the second hour, once in the third hour. So then it's possible that they both meant the same thing and they're just making a mistake in the time. Abo echad amar kaidem anetzachama, ve'echad amar achar anetzachama. If they don't mention an hour, a second hour, third hour, rather they mention a time of the day, let's say Netzachama versus, so one said it happened before sunrise and one said it happened after sunrise, Edusim Betelus. So then there's no way that they're making a mistake. If you said it happened before sunrise, there's no way that it really happened after sunrise and you're making a mistake with the time. Before sunrise and after sunrise, you don't make a mistake. Either it was dark outside or it wasn't dark outside. Says the Gemara of Pshita, that's obvious. What do you need Rishimi Barashi to tell that to us for? Ella, rather, he didn't say one said before Netzachama, one said after Netzachama, it's bottle. That's obvious. Rather, what he meant to say was, Echad Oimer Koidem Netzachama, one said that the story took place before sunrise. Ve'echad Oimer B'soich Netzachama, one said it happened during sunrise. Not after, but during the process of Netzachama. Over there as well, Edusim B'Tela, because between sunrise and during sunrise, you don't make a mistake. Says the Mahanami Pshita, that's also obvious. Why we have to tell us that? Says the Gemara, Ma'udu Teima, I might have thought to say, Tavayu Chadam Milsakami. Really, they're both saying the same thing. They're both testifying about the story that happened at the same time. That person who says that it happened before, during sunrise, Begiluya Havakoi. He was standing in an area that was very bright. Meaning to say, before sunrise, from Alois HaShachar, it already starts getting a little bit light. It's not very light yet, but it starts getting a little bit light. So if you're standing in a very clear, bright area, so it might look lighter than it actually is. The Zihuri Ba'amu with the Chazi, and he just saw the shine of Alois HaShachar, and he thought that was sunrise. So maybe it's possible to make a mistake between before sunrise and during sunrise. That something that was really before sunrise, he thought was already during sunrise. Kamash Malon, that no, you don't make such a mistake. It's clear what's called Kaidim Netzachamo and what's called during Netzachamo. And if one eight said one and the other said the other, then we would not accept the eight, so we would throw it out. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, regarding how far back are we going on Erev Pesach not to eat chametz, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who was more machmer, that you could only eat chametz till the end of the fourth hour, and in the fifth hour, we say Tylin, it's Loi Oichlim Loi Safin, you don't have to burn the chametz, you could still have enough of it, but you're not allowed to eat the chametz. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman, in the name of Mara Lach Gurmeir, why are you passing like Rav Yehuda? We know that we have three shitas. One shita was the shita of Rameir, that the entire fifth hour you could still eat chametz. So why don't you pass them like Rameir? Now why should we pass them like Rameir over Rav Yehuda? This doesn't long Tana Kavase, because you have a Stam Mishnah like Rameir. And normally we pass them like a Stam Mishnah. Where's the Stam Mishnah? The Tanan. We learned the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak. Kol Shah Shemutu Lecho. As long as you're able to eat the chametz, machil, you're able to have enough from it and feed it to your animals. Now, this statement is only true according to Rameir, who says that you're allowed to eat during the fifth hour and you're allowed to have enough during the fifth hour. According to Yehuda, that mission is not true. Because you're allowed to eat only through the end of the fourth hour, and nonetheless in the fifth hour, you're still allowed to have enough. So they're not totally zebizeh. So the Mishnah that says as long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to have anah, which implies as soon as you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have anah, is obviously not Rav Yehuda. There's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. So normally we pass like a Stam Mishnah, so why are you telling me that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? We should pass like Rabbi Meir because there's a Stam Mishnah like him. Says the Gemara, no. Hahi lav Stam Mishnah. That Mishnah over there is not a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Mishun the Kashya Mutter. Because over there, in the beginning of the second paragraph, the Gemara had a Diak in the Mishnah. There's an extra word, seemingly. The Mishnah says, Kol Zman Shem Mutter Lecho Machil. It's a funny way of saying it. You should have said, Kol Shosha Oichel Machil. As long as you could eat, you could feed. You could have enough from it. What's that extra lesson of Mutter Lecho? The implication is, the way the Gemara understands it over there, that as long as there is somebody who's Mutter to eat, then I, who am not Mutter to eat, could still be Machil. So if anything, that's not the opinion of Rav Meir. Rather, that's the third sheet of the sheet of Rav Gamliel, who holds that we make a chiluk between Chuma and Chulin. Chulin is like Rabbi Yehuda and Hanami, you can only eat till the end of the fourth hour. Masha Inkein, so Chulin can only be eaten till the end of the fourth hour. Masha Inkein, Chuma, we let you eat the fifth hour. So that's what I mean to say. In that fifth hour, where it's Mutter Lecha, where the Koyin is Mutter to eat, then Machil, then the Yisrael, who's not Mutter to eat, could still have enough from it. So the mission is not going like Rameh over there. The mission, if anything, is going like Rameh over there. Says the Gemara, okay, so now we understand why we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda over a mayor, because we don't have a Stam Mishnah like a mayor, and normally when you have a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda or a mayor, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda over a mayor, unless you have a Stam Mishnah otherwise. But still, the name of Mahalakha Kram Gamliel. But why are we ignoring the sheet that Rabbi Gamliel? Maybe we should pass like Rabbi Gamliel over both Rabbi Yehuda or a mayor. The Havale Machriya, because he's a Machriya. Meaning, the Rishonim already speak about it. I mean, once we just explained that the previous Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah like the one we just quoted is not a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, rather it's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Gamliel. So for that alone, we should pass him like Rav Gamliel. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't ask that kasha. It sounds like that diak of the Mishnah is not so klar. So the Gemara is misupik. Maybe there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, maybe a Stam Mishnah like Rav Gamliel, but we don't know either way. Or other two in the Rishonim say, but regardless, whether there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Gamliel or not, we should pass like Rav Gamliel, because usually the halacha is, if you have two shittas, and then you have a third tana that comes to be machriya between the two shittas, and say, partially we go like this one, and partially we go like that one, we usually pass like the machriya. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda says everything's the fourth hour. Rav Meir says everything is to the end of the fifth hour. Rav Gamliel was Machriya. He says Truma is like Rav Meir and Chulin is like Rabbi Yehuda. So we should pass like Rav Gamliel because he's a Machriya. So the Gemara answers no. Amalei Rav Gamliel la Machriya hu. Rav Gamliel is not a Machriya. Rather, Tamben Alshei Ka'amar. He's saying his own shita. Meaning to say like this: When is it called a Machriya? Had Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir both mentioned Truma and Chulin, and Rav Meir would have said, both Truma and Chulin are till the end of the fifth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, both Truma and Chulin are only to the end of the fourth hour. So they both mentioned that there's a Havamina to the Mechala between Truma and Chulin, and nonetheless, we hold that they're both Talizah Mizeh. So, but since they mentioned that there's two separate Nidainim over here, there's a Nidin of Truma, there's a Nidin of Chulin, so then Rav Gamliel, who comes to say that I pass him like in Truma one way and I pass him in Chulin the other way, that would have been Achra. However, over here, Rav Yehuda just doesn't mention Truma and Chulin, neither does Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says everything's the fourth hour. Rav Meir says everything's to the end of the fifth hour. They don't mention Truma and Chulin. So Rav Gamliel, who comes up with this new chilek to be mechal between Truma and Chulin, that's his own chilek. It's not a Achra between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. They never indicated that there was a makom to be mechal between the two. So that's just a third opinion. That's not achra, and therefore we don't in such a oifen we don't say halacha kedivrei machriya. If so, there's no reason to pass in like a mayor because he's not a stamish like a mayor. There's no reason to pass in like a mule because he's not a machriya. So then we'll go back to the regular rule that normally we pass like a buda over a mayor, and that's why we pass him like a buda. Vivoy seima. Right. Normally, many, not all Amoraim held that way, but most Amoraim held that halacha k'stam Mishnah. If Rebbe was slicing in the Mishnah like that, that means Rebbe held that this is the way that we should pass him. Another reason why he passed him like Rabbi Yehuda over everyone else is Rav the Amr Kiyaitan, Rav who said Halach Rabbi Yehuda, is because the following Braisa says clearly that they were Machriya like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Braisa? The Tanya, Arba Asa Shechol Yehuz B'Shabbos. When the Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, falls out to be on Shabbos. So over there, you're obviously not going to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach because you can't.
Right.
So you destroy everything, you get rid of everything from Erev Shabbos. The sarfin truma is tumeyos, tuluyos, utahiris. And even when it comes to truma, and normally truma and kachim, you're not allowed to burn, you're not allowed to destroy unnecessarily, but over here you have no option. So you burn all your truma that you have in your house, whether it's truma tameya, whether it's truma tuluya, meaning it's suffic if it's tameya or suffic if it's tar, and even truma tahir, which technically could be eaten, but you're not going to be able to burn it tomorrow, so you've got to burn as much as possible today, and only leave over, mishari minat tahir is mazon shtei sudas, only leave over the amount for two sudas, the Friday night sudas, the Shabbos morning sudas, the two sudas that are going to be before this man iser. Kedei lechol adal shows what you're going to be able to eat till the end of the fourth hour of the day, and that's all you leave over. Everything else gets burnt. Tivri Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. Ish bar taisa. Sha'amar mishum mishua. Amulay on that the Chum said, Taharis lo yisarfu. Don't burn the taharis, the truma that's tar, because you're not allowed to destroy it like we said before unnecessarily, and over here. You still have plenty of time. Even though you yourself, you can only eat two sudas. But how do you know? Maybe you'll find a guest who happens to be a kayin, and you'll have other people to feed the truma to. So why waste the truma? Save it the last minute. If you don't end up finding someone, so you'll be samech habito. So Amar Lahem. So on that, he answered, "Kvar bikshu v'lo motzu." What do you mean? This guy obviously did his due diligence. Before he went to burn the chametz, he called every local kohen that he knows, and he asked him, "Do you need some truma? I have extra truma here." And he tried to give it out, and he wasn't able to give it out. So he knows he's going to be stuck with this truma. Why should he not burn it erev Shabbos? Amulai. So on that, the chametz say back, "Shema chutz l'chay malanu." You're right. Maybe there's no kohanim in the city, but how do you know? Maybe there's a kohen coming from a different place. And he's still out of the city before Shabbos, but he's within the tchum of the city, and he's going to come tomorrow. So maybe a new kohen that you didn't know of yesterday is going to show up today. So therefore, you don't burn it before Shabbos, because you might be able to eat it on Shabbos. Amar Lahem, so Blaz said back to them, the Divreichem, according to you, that you shouldn't burn anything, even as long as there's even a tzad, that it may be eaten, because then you're destroying truma that could have otherwise been eaten. So Atluyus lo yisarfu. So why are you masking that true matluya, the one that suffik tami suffik tar, you should burn? Maybe you shouldn't burn that as well. Shami Eliyahu v'itarim. Are you going to say there's nothing to do with it? It's not going to be eaten regardless. It's not true. Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come that day, and he's going to say that they're really tar, and you'll be able to eat them. So if you're choishet for every suffik, so maybe you should. So you shouldn't even burn the truma tuluya, because maybe Eliyahu is going to come and be mitaret. Amulai. So on that he answered back, no. Kvar mutach. Lohem li Yisrael shein Eliyahu ba le ba'avi shavaz le ba'avi yom tovim. We just had this recently in Erevin. Klal Yisrael knows that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come not on Erev Shabbos nor on Erev Yom Tov. B'mnei Atarach, because Klal Yisrael has to be busy preparing for Shabbos or preparing for Yom Tov, respectively. And therefore, over here, where the 13th is Erev Shabbos and the 14th is Erev Yom Tov, you know for sure Eliyahu is not coming in these 2 days. And therefore, Truma Tuluya, there's no way that you're going to be able to eat it before this Man Issa, because there's no way that Eliyahu is going to come and tell you that it's Tar. That was the Shak of Italia between Rabbi Elazar Ish Bar Taisa and the Chachamim. However, Amru Leizazo Misham HaChakavu Alakuk Rabbi Elazar Ben Yehuda Ish Bar Taisa. But after that, there was a machloikis. it says that they were kaveya the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Taisa, Shaul Rishua, who said in the name of Rishua. We pass him like that shita. So my love, what does it mean that we pass him like them? Afilu lecho, meaning he said two things. The ikar machlokes in the brisa is which truma do you get rid of on erev Shabbos and which truma do you leave over for Shabbos. So on that we were kaveya the halachas like him. That even the Truma Tayyarid, you burn Erev Shabbos, except for what you know you're going to eat on Shabbos, except for Mazon Shrei Sudais. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Taisa said a second thing. He also said in the Mishnah, in the Baisa, that you could eat it up to 4 hours. That means Derech Agav, he's telling you that this Manachila is till the end of the fourth hour and not any further. And he's talking about Truma. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda, that's not like Rabbi Meir, who says even chum you can eat in the fifth hour. It's not either like Rav Gamliel, because like Rav Gamliel, at least chum you can eat in the fifth hour. So if we say in the Braisa that we're kaveya that the halacha is like him, so if it means presumably that the halacha is like him, the gabi everything he said, that means even the gabi is manachila. So that means clearly they were kaveya that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that this manachila is only till the end of the fourth hour. So Amar Papa Mishmeder Rav Alei Levar. It's, you have no right from that price so that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, because maybe that which we said that halacha is kaveya, that we were kaveya like him, maybe is legabi the ikar machlokes. Legabi, what type of truma do you burn on erev Shabbos? Is it dafka truma tameya and tuluyo, or is it even truma taira? But maybe that which was mentioned derech agav, what this manachila is, legabi that the Mishnah didn't mean that we were kaveya that halacha is like him. So not necessarily do you have a right from here that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. The af Rebbe savor lahadir Reb Nachman. Says the Gemara, though, we have a different raya, a different brisa that's mevor, that Rebbe himself held like Reb Nachman, that we pass on like Reb Yehuda. The Amar Ravin, Bar Rav Abba, because Ravin Bar Rav Abba said, Ma'aseh Ba'adam Echad, there was a story with a person, Shehivki Diskiya Malei Chametz, that he gave over a leather sack, a leather pouch, full of chametz, to this person, to Yechonon Chakukah, to be a shomer on it. V'nagvu achbarim, and mice came. They made a hole in the pouch, in the sack. V'yachomets mivatz v'siyotz, and there was chomets bulging out, and coming out. Ubalifnei Rebbe, and this was right before Pesach. So he came to Rebbe to ask, what should I do with it? Shavishayna, the first hour of the day, Amalai, Rebbe told him, hamtein. Wait, I mean, you don't sell it off, because then he's going to take a potential loss. Chametz on Erev Pesach is much cheaper because of supply and demand. So even though you're protecting him from a much bigger loss, because if you're going to wait till this man is, then he's going to get zero out of it, but we'd rather wait a little bit longer, because maybe the owner is going to come and he'll do with it what he wants. So don't give him that little loss to let him save. No one gave you permission to touch it. Leave it, maybe the owner is going to come back and get it. Shnia, he came back to Rebbe again the second hour, Amalei Amtein. Again, he told him, leave it. Shlishis Amalei Amtein. The third hour again, he told him, leave. Wait. Revius Amalei Amtein. In the fourth hour again, he told him, wait. Chamishis, once it hit the fifth hour, Amalei Tzeyu Mecha B'Shuk, go sell it. My Lav L'Nachrim. So, what changed between the fourth hour and the fifth hour? And why did he tell him Dafka to go sell it? Because Pashtis, he meant to say that now no longer could a Yisrael eat it, and the only thing it's right for is to sell it to a guy, because it's also b'achila, mutar ba'ana, like the sheet of Reb Yehuda. So as long as it was mutar ba'achila, he told him, wait, maybe the owners are still going to come. Once it's no longer mutar ba'achila, he told him, okay, now it's only mutar ba'ana, so you can't eat it regardless. And if you're not going to sell it now, then the next hour it's going to be also totally. So now go sell it to a guy in the shuk. So, my love, aren't we talking that he's meant to sell it to a guy, and then it's a Rayak Rebbe Yehuda, that he's passing in like Rebbe Yehuda? So we see that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. So, on that says the Gemara, no, I'm Rebbe Yosef, Loi, the Yisrael. Over here, he told him to go sell it to Yisrael, meaning to say, maybe La'ilam Keremeir. Maybe La'ilam he holds like Remeir. That you could eat it till the end of the fifth hour. But as long as you still had time, it was the first hour of the day, second hour of the day, third hour of the day, even the fourth hour of the day, he told him to wait a little longer because maybe the owner's going to come. Now that it's the last hour, yes, he could still eat it now, but you're running out of time. If you're not going to sell it now, you're going to wait any longer, you're going to have a problem. So in the fifth hour, he told him, "All right, okay, get rid of it now, sell it. At least he'll recover most of his loss." But you could sell it to a yid because at that hour it's still motor be'ano. It's still motor even bachila. Says Abaye, no, that can't be the pshat that it's motor even to a Yisrael. Because if it was mutter for Yisrael to eat, why did he have to tell him to go sell it to someone else? Mishkali Nashay, let him tell the Shomer, sell it to yourself. Let him take it for himself and give the owner the money. Must be for the fact that he told him to sell it in the Shuk, must be it's not mutter for Yisrael. And the only one you could sell it to is a guy. Memele, you have to go to the Shuk to sell it. Says the Gemara, no, really, I could tell you that it's mutter to Yisrael like Remeir. Why did he say sell in the shuk as opposed to sell it to himself? Mishum chshada. Because if he would sell it to himself, people would be choshed that he sold it to himself at a very good price. He sold it to himself nice and cheap because he's buying it. And he's ripping the owner off. Titania, like we learned in a brisa, Gabit Staka, the ones who are in charge of the collection of Staka, Shein Lahem Anim Lechalik, they don't have anim currently to give out the coins that they collected to. And they don't want to keep the small change around because the small change used to be copper, and that would rust much easier. So part in lacherim, so they wanted to do is change it up into silver coins. So they could give change to other people, but they can't give change to themselves. And the reason is because of shad. If they start taking change themselves, people are going to say that they're stealing. They're going to end up they're taking the wrong amount. They're going to take more than they're giving. Similarly, gabay tamchoy, the ones who are in charge of the tamchoy. The tamchoy was like the public kitchen. It wasn't a collection of money. Rather, it was a collection of extra food. Every day they would go around to every house. They collect their extra food and they would give that out to the aniyim. So, if ein lahem anim lechalik, if let's say they again the same idea, they have extra food available and they don't have anim to give it to on that day, so meirchan lachem, they sell that food to other people to make money because the money will last, the food won't last. And so they could sell it to other people. However, they cannot sell it to themselves. Again, mishum shenem of the yis and the kiyim Hashem Yisrael. When you do things, you have to do it in a way that no one's going to come to be choshed you. When the yis and the kiyim, you have to make sure that everybody looks at you like you're clean, like you're innocent. And therefore, if you're going to sell it to yourself, people are going to be choshed. You're selling it to yourself at a cheaper price, cheaper than you really should have sold it. So the same idea over here. When the shemir has to sell it, he has to dafka sell it to someone else, not to himself. But no raya from there that it was Zman Isser for Yisrael to eat. Maybe it was still Zman Heter, and we have no raya either way, which way Rebbe held the Gabi, the Machlokes of Rebbe Yudah and Remeir. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna to Rebbe Yosef. However, Rav Ada Bar Masna said to Rebbe Yosef, Beferish Amrit Lon, you told us it earlier on, Beferish, say Machim Lenachim, that he told him, go sell it to a guy. Meaning, like we said many times in Erevin, Rabbi Yosef at one point in time got sick and he forgot a lot of what he said in his earlier in his life, and he had to be reminded by different Talmidim. So over here Rabbi Yosef was saying maybe the only reason that Rabbi said to sell it in the Shuk was al chashad, but maybe it was the Zman Heter. So on that, Rabbi Bar Masa said, no, when you told us over the story once upon a time, you told it to us that he said Beferish go sell to a guy, which means obviously he's saying that it's also to sell to a yid because we pile like Rabbi Yudah, and it's only Mutar Ba'ano, which means to say you could sell it to a guy, Rabbi Yudah. So we see clearly that that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yudah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kiman Azal Shmaitza, the Rabbi. This sugya of Rabbi, regardless of whether you're selling it to a yid or you're selling it to a guy, the bottom line, one thing is clear, that a Shomer who sees that the items are going to get ruined by keeping them around has a heter to go and sell them. So who's that going like? Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanan Hamafki Peris Eitzel Chaver. If Reuven gives over Peris to Shimon to watch, Afilu Me'avudim. Even if they're rotting, Lo Yigabem. According to the Tanakama, Shimon has no right to sell them. Just leave them there. Don't worry about it. Don't touch it. You should sell it in Bezdin in order to do Hashavas Aveidah, to save the owner from a loss. So we see, when you have something that's going to get ruined, the Tanakhama holds Afa Pikein, you have no right to sell it off for the owner. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you have a right to sell it for the to the owner. So we'll get to this in a second. So we're assuming as of now that it's the same getter. Over there it's ruined by Radich, over here it's ruined by becoming Asavana. So it seems that Dafka, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is mata you to sell it and save the owner. Where's the Tanakh Kamer?
Who says that he didn't sell it?
In those days, the minig of selling chametz came around much afterwards.
So it's for sure going to become also
awesome. Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So, Amalei Abayi. So Abayi said, "No, right that our halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because lav itmar Allah. Didn't we explain over there in Bava Metzia when on that Mishnah we explained?" Om Rabba Barbachana, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Shanu Ela Bechidei Chesreinam. That where there's a machloikis, Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is only when they rotted within the normal amounts. I mean, the Mishnais over there go at great lengths that it's based on the responsibility of a Shemra that he has to know this. But there's a certain amount that is given. Every owner of produce is going to take a certain loss per year, depending on what type it is. Wheat is going to lose this amount per year, bars is going to lose that amount per year, and so on and so forth. So that which the Tanakhama says don't sell is only because it's b'chadei chesonim. It didn't rot any more than the normal losses of a year. And nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said you could sell it. Now, why did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say you could sell if it's more than the if it's still within the normal losses of a year? So Tosis says, because what happened was, we're talking about it's halfway through the year, and it's on pace. If it keeps up at this rate, it's going to end up being more than than the normal losses of the year. But so far, it didn't get there yet. Meaning, let's say over a year, it's going to lose a saw, and now already a half a year, it lost three quarters of a saw. So it's on pace. So if in the first half of the year to lose three quarters of a saw, so then pashas by the time this year is over, it's going to lose a saw and a half. So it's on pace to lose more than the regular losses. But as of yet, it didn't yet hit the threshold of a saw, which is the regular losses. So the Tanakhama says, as long as it didn't hit that thing yet, wait a little bit longer, wait till it hits that threshold. Shimon Gamliel holds that no, once it's on pace to lose more than normal, you could already sell it. But that's only because it didn't yet hit the time that it is going to take a loss more than the normal loss. But once it crosses that line, that threshold, that it rotted more than the regular amount that normal produce rots, then even the Tanakhama agrees you could sell it. If that's the case, coming back to our comments over here, for sure over here, the Tanakhama would agree that you could sell it up, save the garment. If you're going to wait any longer, it's going to become Asabana. It's going to become, it's going to be 100% loss. So over here, for everybody who agrees that you could sell it, and it's not because we pass it like a Bishim Ben Gamliel. The Mishnah continued, the Ayla Rabbi, the Rabbi who said that up through the fourth hour, you're allowed to eat chametz, and in the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you're allowed to have anofim chametz. So he said that there was a simin on harabayis to know at what point in time we're holding. The chnei chalas, they had two chalas from a taida that were pasul. As long as both were out, you know that you're still allowed to eat. Once one was taken away and one was there, you know that you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to have anah. Once the second one was taken away, you know that you're not even allowed to have anah, and it's time to burn. So Atana said over in front of Rabbi Yehuda the girsa of Al Gav HaItzdava. In the Mishnah, if you look over there, there's really two girsas. So he had a girsa of Al Gav HaItzdava on top of the bench, which sounds like it's on the seat of the bench. So Amalei, so on that, Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's on the seat of the bench, meaning it's low down, these were covered benches, so it wasn't very visible. So what was the point in putting the chalas there? Is he trying to hide them? The whole point is that everybody should be able to see them. Tani al gaga itzva. So rather change the girsa. The correct girsa is al gaga itzva, on top of the roof of the benches, because that's open. If it's sitting on top of the roof, it's high up and it's not covered by anything, it's out in the open, so then it would be a good siman. Amar Rachba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rachba said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is just explaining what these itzvos, what these benches were. Harabayis stiyai kafel haya. Harabayis was surrounded by two rings of benches. I mean, it was one circle of benches, and there was another circle of benches within that circle. So it was a double circle of benches. Tani nami hachi, and we learned like that in Abayis as well. Harabayis stiyai kafel haya. Harabayis was surrounded by two rows of benches. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's Devanis Hais and Nikras. These benches were called as Devanis. It's the other thing you say, and it was one row with inside one ring inside the other ring. Now, these chalas that were sitting on the benches, the Mishnah mentioned they were chalas of a taida. They were from a carbon taida, the chametz chalas of the taida, which were 10 out of the 40 chalas that come together with the carbon taida are chametz. So it was two chalas from those chametz ones that were psulis, that were pasul. So am I psulis? I mean, why were they pasul, and what was the nature of this psul that they were pasul, that therefore we're leaving it out there as opposed to eating them? I mean, if they're kosher, we're assuming you would eat them, you wouldn't waste them. Because again, you're not supposed to cause kachem to become pasul and to become burnt. You're supposed to eat them. So we took pasul one. So what type of psul are we talking about? Rav Chanina explained, mitoy shayu merubois. Like we said in the Mishnah, most people who didn't live anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash, so they only came up to the Beis HaMikdash around Yom Tov time to be Eil HaRegel. So all the korbanos that they had been mechuyev throughout the year, they used to bring when they came up to be Eil HaRegel. So the carbon taida, anybody who ordered a carbon taida and he's coming up to be Eil HaRegel for Pesach is going to bring his carbon taida with him. Now, on Pesach itself, you can't bring a carbon taida because ten of the lechem are chametz. Even erev Pesach, you can't bring the carbon taida because, like we're going to say in a minute, you're going to be memaitis manachilo. Normally, a taida is supposed to be in for a day and a night. On erev Pesach, you can only eat the chametz for up to the 6 hours into the day, so you're cutting short this manachilo. So we won't even let you bring the carbon taida on erev Pesach. So when then could you bring the carbon taida? All those people who are oil regal and owed a carbon taida, they're going to have to bring it on your gimel. So there was many carbon taidas that were brought on your gimel. So mitav shayim merubo is because there were many taidas that are being brought on that 13th day of Nisan, nisar velina. Inevitably, some of them are going to end up being nicer. It's not going to be possible that there's enough people to eat all the lachim taida that was there, and you're going to end up having some nicer ones, so you'll find the nicer ones, and those are the ones that you'll put on the bench for the siman. Titania, like we learned in a brisa, emuvin taida b'chaga matzis. You can't bring a taida on Pesach itself because 10 of the lechem are chametz, and obviously you can't bring chametz stick of carbon on Pesach. Pshita, so on that we ask, it's pashut. Why does it? Well, you need a brisa to tell us you can't bring the carbon taida on yontif. We know that chametz can't be brought on yontif. What the chiddush of this brisa is that not only could you not bring it on Pesach itself, but you can't bring it even on erev Pesach. Vikasava, why not? Because it holds emavim kachem lebeis apsul. You can't bring kachem in a way that you're going to cause them to become possible, even though you're not directly possibling them, but you're going to be cause them to become possible. How are you causing them to become possible? By bringing it in a time that you're going to be memait is manachila. You're giving it a smaller time frame to eat it than it should really have. So then it's going to end up that you're going to end up having more nicer. You're going to end up burning more than what you would have normally had you brought it in a regular time. So you're not even allowed to bring a carbon pesach on your dalid because you're being memait is manachila of the chametz lechem of those 10 lechem that are chametz. So therefore, it's going to end up that everybody, when they bring their carbon pesach, when's that going to be? On Yud Gimel, on the 13th of Nisan. And since there is many carbonas being brought, then there's going to be abundance of chalas taida. So inevitably, some of them are going to be extra, and you're going to have ones that are going to be nicer. So you'll go around, you'll find who has nicer chalas taida, and those are the ones that they put on the bench. That's pshat number one. Mishum Rabbi Yani Omru Ksheris Hayu. Rabbi Yana said that no, not necessarily were they possible already a strong psul like the psul of Neisser. Rather, they were still kosher, but they were kosher in a way, like we're going to explain soon, that you're like in a stalemate. You're not going to be able to be makriv them. So they're stuck anyway, so you'll use those as the simen. And that's what they're called psulos, means the only thing that's going to happen to them is become puzzle, because they're stuck in stalemate, and you're not going to be able to makriv them, you're not going to be able to eat them. Therefore, those were used as a simen. So why are we calling them psulos if they're really kosher? Shalei nishchar aleihem hazevach. Because it's talking about lechem that was baked, but the carbon was never shechted. Kolzman, the carbon is not shechted. The lechem has kedushas domim, but it doesn't have kedushas aguf, and it cannot be eaten. Right, the Gemara. So what's the problem? The nishchot. Why are we just saying let the lechem sit there and become pasul? Go shech the carbon, and then you'll be able to eat the lechem. So the answer is she'avar hazevach. We're talking about that you baked 40 lechem for a specific carbon, and that carbon was lost. Now that the carbon is lost, so you're never going to end up shechting the lechem, or at least not until you find the carbon. So the lechem is automatically going to end up becoming possible. It's kosher now, but it's automatically going to end up becoming possible because there's no way you're going to end up eating it. Fekemur still, v'nesi zevach e'acher v'nishchot. Why don't you just go bring another animal, get another sheep, and sech that second sheep as the carbon taida, and let this be the lechem. Teretz is the amr taida v'zulachmo. Originally, when you were makdish the carbon, you directly connected this animal to these lechem. You said, this is my carbon taida, and this is the lechem that is kaddish for specifically this sheep. Now, once you link the two together, if that first carbon gets lost, you can't now go and take the lechem and use it for a different taida. Ukeder Rabba, like Rabba said, Amar Rabba, Avar Alechem, maybe lechem acher. If you connect, you link lechem to a carbon to the taida, so then the ikker, which is the sheep, the carbon, it doesn't need the tafel, doesn't need the lechem, and therefore, even if the lechem is lost, maybe lechem acher, that's not going to pass on the sheep. You could replace it. You could bring other lechem, and the carbon will still be kosher. However, the opposite of the toida, if the carbon was lost, maybe toida acheris, then you can't replace it with another toida. Meaning, over here, it's the opposite. When the ikker got lost, you can't replace the ikker and say that the tafel, the lechem, is still kosher. My taima, lechem gal taida vein taida gal lechem. Like we explained, the lechem comes as a result of the taida. The lechem is bottles to say is a tafel to the taida. Vein taida gal lechem. Whereas the taida is not a tafel to the lechem. So the lechem is taida in the taida, and once the taida is no good, it's lost. So automatically the lechem is going to be no good. Masha'enkin, the opposite way, the taida is not a result of the lechem, is not totally in the lechem, so even if the lechem got lost, you could still bring the taida and just get different lechem. Frak the Gemara still v'nifrakinu. So you're right, the lechem as of now cannot be brought, and therefore it's going to end up sitting here, and it's going to end up becoming possible anyway, meaning you're going to have to get rid of it by this man iser. But like we mentioned before, any mincha or any lechem that's brought in conjunction with a carbon, it's not going to get its kedushas aguf until the carbon is shechted. It's only going to have kedushas damim. And one of the differences between kedushas aguf and kedushas damim is kolzman that it only has kedushas damim, and kolzman that the carbon wasn't shechted. If it becomes possible, you could redeem it. Masha enkein, once it has kedushas aguf, you can no longer redeem it. I mean, once you shechted the carbon, if afterwards it becomes possible, you can no longer redeem it. But over here, that we're talking that the carbon wasn't shechted yet, so v'nifrakinu. So you're right, you can't eat the lechem if you're going to leave it status quo. It's going to automatically become possible. It's in a matzah of stalemate. But why aren't you just point to the lechem? V'nifrakinu v'chulin, and then the lechem will become chulin, and then you'll eat it. Why are you just letting it sit there and not redeem it, and hektish is going to take a loss, and the lechem is going to get wasted? Says the Gemara, Elo must be la'olam she'nishchad aleihem hazevach. The case is not that the carbon wasn't shechted yet, because if that's the case, you wouldn't be stuck, you would be able to be pointed ultimately. Rather, the case is that the carbon was shechted already, so it already got its kedusha aguf, you can no longer be pointed. V'nishpach adam, however, before you had a chance to do the zrika, the blood that you caught from the carbon, from the neck of the carbon, got spilled on the floor, and in a way that you can't gather it back up, so the carbon will never have a zrika, will never become kosher. If that's the case, you'll never be able to eat the lechem, because until the carbon's kosher, you can't eat the lechem. So the lechem already has kedushas aguf, it cannot be redeemed. But on the other hand, it will never become fully kosher to the point that you could be able to eat it, because you'll never be able to do a zrika to the carbon, the blood spilled. So now, it's for sure stuck in stalemate, it's stuck in limbo, and that's that lechem that you put on the bench. Ukuman, like whose sheet is this going like? Kerebi, like the sheet of Rebbe, the Amar Rebbe, that Rebbe said in Mesachas Menachos, Shnei Devarim Hamatirin, when you have two avoidos, two separate things in the carbon that collectively are matter, something to be eaten, Ma'alim Zebeloize, that one could be Mekadosh without the other one. For example, over here, in order for the lechem to be Kadosh, it needs the Shechita of the carbon and the Zrika of the carbon. So you could say, which is one sheet, or Blazer from Shimon, who argues on Rebbe, that until you have both of them, the lechem doesn't become Kadosh. So if somehow you only did the Shechita and you passed off the Zrika and never ended up doing the Zrika, the lechem won't be Kadosh. Rebbe holds no. Shnei dvarim amatirin, ma'am zebelo yitzeh. One works without the other to be mekadosh lechem. It's not going to be mekadosh to the point that you can eat it, because you can't eat it until the carbon's kosher, but it's going to be mekadosh at least to the point that it's going to have kedushas aguf, and now it can no longer be redeemed. D'tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, kivsi atzeres, the kvasim that were zivcha shal mitzibur, that were brought on shuras together with the shtei alechem. So there is a similar situation to a taida with its lechem. The kivsi atzeres with the carbon and the lechem, the shtei lechem of shuras doesn't become kadosh until you shecht and be makriv the two kvasim. So these kivsi atzeres, let's say shecht on lishman, if you shechted them lishman like they were supposed to, v'zarek lishman and dam lishman, you did this week as well lishman, so then there's nothing what to talk about. There's no shay, the kiddush alechem. Of course, in such a case, the lechem is kadosh. Shachtan shalei lishman. Let's say the opposite. The shechita was done shalei lishman, v'zar dama shalei lishman, and the zrika as well was done shalei lishma. So then the carbon is no good from A to Z, because we know that a carbon that was shechted shalei lishma, even if it's kosher, meaning you're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, but it's lay alul abalim mishum chayv, it doesn't count for the chayv. So that means to say, over here it's going to be considered like a shalmei nedava. It's not going to be the kivsi atzeres. And if that's the case, it wasn't Mekadosh Alechem, because the Shalmei Nedava doesn't come together with Shnei Alechem, only the Kisei Atzeres comes together with the Shnei Alechem. So it's not going to be, so over here, everybody agrees, like Kiddush Alechem, it's not going to be Mekadosh Alechem. What happens in the in-between case? Shacht on Lishman, the Shechita was done, Taka Lishma. So B'Shas the Shechita, it was considered Shnei Alechem. It was considered Kisei Atzeres that were Mekadosh the Shnei Alechem. But by the latter avodah, when you came to this record, then you did it shalei lishma. So lechem kadosh v'ene kadosh to Rebbe. So Rebbe says the lechem already became kadosh from the shechita, because b'shas the shechita was still a kosher or kisei atzeres. It only became possible later on b'shas the zrika. Memela the lechem is kadosh v'ene kadosh. It gets enough kedusha that it has kedusha that goof, it can't be redeemed. But on the other hand, it's not fully kadosh because the carbon wasn't kosher as a kisei atzeres, so it can't be eaten. Then it's stuck. It's going to have to become pasul and be burnt. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Aymer. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon says la'ilu meinu kadosh alechem achi yishchet lishman v'yizrik dam lishman. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon disagrees. He says no. When there's two matirin, there's two steps you need in order to be matir alechem. You need them both, and if you don't, it's all or none. Either you have both or you have none. So in this case, that only the shechita was kosher and the zrika was not kosher. So then the lechem is not going to be kosher at all, and you could redeem the lechem. We're not going to say it's kosher v'ene kosher. It's going to be ene kosher totally, and you, it will only have the Kedushas Dom that it had originally, no Kedushas Aguf, and you can redeem the Lachem. So coming back to us, the same thing by the Taida. If you're going to say that the Taida had a Shechita, but it didn't have a Zrika because the Dom spilled out, so according to the Blaz of Reb Shimon, the Lechem never became Kaddish yet until you do a Zrika. Only according to Rebbe, that after the Shechita, we say the Lechem is Kaddish and a Kaddish, so then we understand. So now the Lechem is stuck. It's already Kaddish, you can't be, with Kedushas Aguf, you can't be part it. But on the other hand, Ein Kaddish is not fully Kaddish, you can't yet be, you can't eat it. So Al-Kaddish, the Lechem is stuck, so it's going to end up inevitably becoming Puzzle, and that's why you could use it to sit on the bench. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu Teirah B'Lazar Rishimin. You could say over here that this Lechem is Puzzle, not only according to Rebbe, but even like Rebbe Lazar Rishimin. Ah, he says, calls him on that you don't do the Zrika, it's not Kaddish yet. Not that it spilled directly from the neck of the animal to the floor, and you never even did a Kabbalah. Rather, you did a Kabbalah. You caught it in a kais, in the basin in the mizrach that you're supposed to catch the dam, and only afterwards did it spill on the floor. Now, what's the difference? Who cares if it spilled directly on the floor, or if you did a kabbalah first and then it spilled on the floor? Teretz is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Savar like Rabbi Okay Avua. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his father Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Kala Emin Lizrik is Arav Dami. There's a famous shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Kala Emin Lizrik is Arav Dami. Anything that's already slated to do Zrika, it's Emin Lizrik is ready to do the Zrika. So even before the Zrika was actually done, we look at it kizartami as if it was already done. Now, obviously, it's not done to the point that even the kula that you could eat it. You're not allowed to eat it until you do the zrika, but it's at least called done that the carbon already has its kashrus. Since you could potentially do the zrika, the carbon is already called that it's kosher, and therefore it's already hit this step that it was mekadosh lechem, and therefore even according to him, the lechem would now have kedushas aguf. And you would no longer be able to be pited. So I have a case, even like a Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, that you have this lechem that's already called this kedushas aguf, you can't be pited, and therefore it's stuck, because that which it spilled, it didn't spill before the Kabbalah, it spilled after the Kabbalah, and since he holds like his father, Kalayim of Lizrik Kizarek, tell me, that already gave the carbon enough kashrus to be mekadosh the lechem of kedushas aguf. We have a brisa that says in the name of Rebbe Elazar, which is a third mahalach, but this one, the first two were explaining the Mishnah who called the psulis. We had a machlok is what level of psul? Was it psul already, which is nicer, or wasn't psul already, but just it was stuck in a way that it's going to have to become psul because the shita was done in not Azrika. The third sheet does, the Bryce says, Mishum Rebbe Elazar, who was a Tana, who was always on the Mishnah, Armor Kshavis Hayu. The Enechanami, the lechem that was put on the bench was Hakan not possible. It was Hakan Kasher, 100% Kasher. The carbon was shechted, it had a Zrika, and if you want, you could eat the lechem. And nonetheless, we use that lechem as a simen. Now the Rishonim speak out over here. If that's the case, obviously we're not going to let it become possible. So we're not going to let it become nicer. So we're going to wait till the last minute and eat it the last minute. So that's good for the one that you're going to take away at the end of the fourth hour. What about the one that you're going to take away at the end of the fifth hour? That one is already in the Zman Achila, Zman Yisra Achila. So how can you eat that one? So says Taisis that this Tana has to hold like the sheet of Rav Gamliel, that Truman Kachim you could eat in the fifth hour. So we will leave one to the end of the fourth hour and then eat it then. Then you'll leave one to almost the end of the fifth hour and you quickly eat it. And this way, it'll be used as a simon, but it won't go to waste because you're going to eat it at the very last minute. So he said, those two chalas that were left over were both kosher. Calls man shemunachas, as long as both of them were left there, kala am eichlin, everybody could eat their chametz, even their chulin, because it's still within the fourth hour. Nit la'achas mehem, if one of the two lachems was taken, then you know toilin. Now it's the time of toilin. Which means, like Eichlin Bloisar, from everything is hanging in between, you can't any longer eat because it's already this man is achila. However, you're still allowed to have. No, you don't have to burn it yet. Which means it's still during the fifth hour. Nipushneim. Once both of them were taken, then it's chilukulam sarf, and then. Now you know that it's the zman isra achila, and it's also the zman isra. No, it's time to burn it. Meaning, it's the beginning of the sixth hour. Tanya Abishola, Mir Abishola says there was a whole different simen. It wasn't a simen of lachmetayid, not kosher lachmetayid like this brisa, not posel lachmetayid like our Mishnah. Rather, the simen was as follows: Shtei paris hayu choreshes par Mishnah. There was two cows that were plowing on Har Mishnah, which is Har Azesim. Kolz man shesteim choreshes. As long as you see both cows plowing, kolor meichlim, then you know that it's still within the first 4 hours of the day, and it's still a zman of heter achila. Nitalas achas meim. Once one of the cows stopped plowing.